From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you have joined us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his fourth message in a series devoted to the life and ministry of the Apostle Paul. The Bible recounts the conversion of Saul of Tarsus in chapter 9 of the book of Acts. In the course of those verses, there are certain statements about Saul that demonstrate clearly that he had been truly born again. And what was true of Saul of Tarsus is also true of every person who comes to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. The first mark of one who has been saved is the recognition of Jesus Christ as Lord. Next, the Lord sent the disciple Ananias to minister to Saul. Understandably fearful, Ananias was given an unmistakable evidence of Saul's conversion. Behold, he prayeth. As Dr. Cairns will emphasize, all true believers pray. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the next portion of a message called Evidences of True Conversion. Before he comes, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled The Care of the Poor. The text is Psalm 41 and verse 3. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Remember that this is a promise to the man who considers the poor. Are you one of these? Then take home the text. See how in the hour of sickness the God of the poor will bless the man who cares for the poor. The everlasting arms shall stay up his soul as friendly hands and downy pillows stay up the body of the sick. How tender and sympathizing is this image! How near it brings our God to our infirmities and sicknesses! Who ever heard this of the old heathen Jove, or of the gods of India or China? This is language peculiar to the God of Israel. He it is who deigns to become nurse and attendant upon good men. If he smites with one hand, he sustains with the other. Oh, it is blessed fainting when one falls upon the Lord's own bosom and is borne thereon. Grace is the best of restoratives. Divine love is the safest stimulant for a languishing patient. It makes the soul strong as a giant, even when the bones are breaking through the skin. No physician like the Lord, no tonic like His promise, no wine like His love. If the listener has failed in his duty to the poor, let him see what he is losing, and at once become their friend and helper.
Times of lonely hours.
From time to time here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. As we've mentioned, all of these video clips have been available on the ltbsradio.com website. Now we're pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD of Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email ltbs@freepress.org. That's ltbs@freepress.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Finally, if you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
Of the Damascus Road, Saul cast aside his pride, cast aside his prejudice, cast aside all his own ambition. He had many, for Saul was aiming to go to the top. He had a plan for his life. He intended to pursue it. But there in the dust of the Damascus Road, he laid it all aside. And the very first mark of true conversion was evident. The confession of the Lordship of Jesus Christ. What did it mean? when he said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? It meant that he believed the gospel. He believed what it taught concerning the person of Christ. He believed that he had died and risen again from the dead, that he was Lord of all, ascended and glorified. When he said, Lord, it was more than mere cant. It was more than mere religious expression. It was the opening up of his heart. Because he said, what wilt thou have me to do? The mark of true conversion is that when a soul comes to Jesus Christ, he's not coming to strike a bargain. He's not coming to deal with an equal. He is not coming to hold on to as much as he possibly can of the old life. He is not coming to get forgiveness of sin and an entrance into heaven while he continues to recognize and follow sin and Satan as his master. No, he comes, and before the sovereign lordship of Jesus Christ, he owns him, confesses him to have absolute right to obedience, even recognizing that he cannot be saved by his own obedience, yet trusting Christ as his Savior, he confesses him as his Lord. Though he doesn't know all that's involved, he is honestly saying, Lord, whatever you want, whatever you command, I yield. You've often heard me use the terminology of taking the Lord on his own terms. That is the essence of true faith and true repentance. Taking the Lord on his own terms. I get more than a little scared when I hear preachers inviting sinners to Christ, come and try Jesus. Give them a chance. I'm sure you've heard that kind of terminology. I get more than a little concerned when people come and they're wanting to strike a bargain with Christ, as if they were doing him some tremendous service by allowing him some little part of their lives, but all the time determined to have the lordship and the final sovereignty over their own lives. I tell you, true conversion starts here. Jesus Christ is Lord. You would think that's so simple that there couldn't be any argument about it. And yet that simple statement has riven fundamentalism from top to bottom over the past 10 or 12 years. Preachers have argued, they have written books, they have preached sermons. I have heard some of the most venomous nonsense. I have read some of the most arrogant folly, supposed to be preaching the gospel, assuring sinners, that you can have Jesus Christ as your Savior, even in the act of consciously denying Him as your Lord. I want to tell you, it is the devil's lie. It is true that when a sinner comes to Christ, he doesn't know the full extent of the lordship of Christ. He doesn't know what's involved. He doesn't know how it's going to deal with particular things in his life. It is true that when a sinner comes to Christ and goes on with Christ, there is a growing awareness of what is right and what is wrong, what is beneficial and what is not. There is a growth in grace. All those things are true. It is also true that when a sinner comes to Christ, he does not fully, finally, and perfectly conquer every sin and every habit, that there are times when he stumbles and he falls. All those things are true. But nonetheless, it is the basic yearning of the heart of the true convert to know the will of Christ, to know the lordship of Christ. He acknowledges that lordship even when there are struggles in putting his belief into practice down the line. Yet there is this basic acknowledgement: Jesus Christ is not only my Savior, Jesus Christ is my Lord. I want to tell you tonight, you're comforting your soul that you're going to heaven because you have walked an aisle, signed a form, joined the church, got baptized, made a profession, and you say, I ask Jesus to forgive my sin, but you deny his lordship. You're comforting your soul with that kind of religion. You're comforting your soul even while you perish. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. But if you will not confess his lordship, if he is not your Lord, he is not your Savior. The very first mark of true conversion. How could anyone, think of it, how could anyone meet savingly with Christ without coming to where Saul of Tarsus came? How could anyone meet the Savior without yielding to him? What wilt thou have me to do? Saul of Tarsus recognized as soon as he met the Lord Jesus that while it was Christ who saved, not Saul himself, nothing Saul could do would save him. He made that clear for the rest of his life. But yet, despite all that, he recognized as soon as he met with the Lord Jesus, it was going to make a radical change in the way he lived. He recognized it was going to demand that he do something. As soon as you're saved, there is that imperative demand that you do something. Not to be saved, but if the evidence you are saved, what will you do as a Christian? Will you do what Saul did? Lord, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? First mark of true conversion, confession of the lordship of Christ. The second mark of true conversion is prayer. Notice very clearly that the Lord said to Ananias in verse 11, behold, he prayeth. Now, he was still blind physically. He had been waiting now for some time for God to come, fulfill his word, restore his sight, and send him on his way. Many things, therefore, he didn't understand. Many things were still not in place for Saul of Tarsus. I mean, you've got to try and get beyond the mere letter. Put yourself in the man's shoes. He's just come to Christ. He has just acknowledged the lordship of Christ. And he's blind. Now, for an adult, suddenly to lose his sight in one moment of time, and to be wrapped up in the shrouds of blindness, is a very, very terrifying experience. But through it all, Saul of Tarsus prayed. When Ananias doubted the reality of his conversion, when Ananias was telling the Lord, "Lord, do you not recognize this man is a hater of Christ? This man is a blasphemer of Christ. This man is a persecutor of Christians. This man is here to kill us. Lord, do you not see this man is not a disciple?" The Lord stopped him, and he proved to Ananias that Saul was genuinely converted. How? Because he said, "Look at him. Behold, he prayed." The mark of genuine conversion. When a person can live his life without prayer, then either that person has never been seen or is very far backslidden, and the vast majority of cases come under the first of those two alternatives. You, if you're seen, can no more live without prayer than you can live physically without breathing. A Christian may at times find it hard to pray. He may find his emotions getting in the way of his prayer. He may find the circumstances of life crowding in upon his prayers. He may find many distractions. The devil may put many barricades along the way. He may not be satisfied with the level of devotion in his prayer life, but yet in his heart he can't give up praying. The mark of a genuinely converted man is he prayeth. Why is that? Romans 8:15 gives you the answer. "Ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father." He prayeth. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is within him. The indwelling Spirit of God prompts a Christian to cry to his Father. The indwelling Spirit of God, no matter how puny and weak your faith, no matter how up and down your experience, the indwelling Spirit of God drives the Christian to his knees. There is brought forth from the depths of a Christian's being, even when he cannot fashion great requests, there is this basic cry of the child to his Father, "Father in heaven, Abba Father, we must pray." Impossible. Not to pray.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.